Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week, we're spending our week focused on pressing on, the idea that we keep at it. We live a life of faithfulness. And today's topic within this focus is press on toward maturity. As Paul's writing and he's talking about setting aside or laying aside the things of the past, forgetting what's behind, but pressing on toward the goal to which he's been called, a heavenward goal. He says that as we mature, and that those of us who are mature should hold such a view of things. Talking about pursuing God in a faithful way, of continually pressing on toward that goal of the eternal prize. But then he goes on and says that if your views differ, if you differ in that, may God make them clear. And what a wonderful piece of instruction found in the middle of this great passage talking about pressing on toward eternity. Should go without saying, if you've paid any attention at all over the last decade, longer than that really, it's a human problem since sin entered the world. But it seems to grow and grow and grow, and if you've not noticed, we live in a very divided time, a divided land, a divided country, a divided world. And it seems that whatever opinion a person holds is demanded to be gospel, which obviously creates a lot more division, because there are as many opinions almost as people. And we've seen the attempts to suppress some opinions and lift up others. And those who rule over media channels seem very free to quote fact check things that they don't like, while letting other things run rampant that are very untrue. We have decided that the narrative must be controlled in almost everything. And when we consider God's command, His instructions for us to press on toward maturity, He says this resolving of differing views isn't something we leave up to social media fact checkers or politicians or our friends or neighbors or even our preachers. Instead, we go to God to resolve, to clarify those views which differ from one another. You see, we have this tendency to create God in our image instead of living as those who are created in God's image. You've probably heard it more than once. My God would not do that. And while we wouldn't necessarily say that we've created a God, that's kind of what that statement means. And we justify things. Because instead of going to God to clarify and resolve our differing views, we create a God that has the same views that we have. And God says if we want to press on towards maturity, we spend time in His Word, we spend time with Him, so that He resolves those differences. That we come together in maturity on God's Word as the ultimate truth. As the resolution. It's not so much that we compromise. It's not so much that we take our differing views and we meet somewhere in the middle. It's we take our differing views and we dig into Scripture and we meet where God is. And many times that is somewhere in the middle because we have tendencies to be extreme. And it kind of becomes this pendulum swing, and as a nation, we swing from one extreme to another. As a person, we, if this is bad for us, then this must be really good for us, and we fail to live with the concept of moderation in so many parts of our life. And can you imagine what life would look like if we pressed on towards maturity, looking to God to resolve differing views and opinions? What would life look like in your home if each member pressed on towards maturity and resolved differing views according to God's Word? That He was not simply the arbitrator, but He was the judge. His decision was final. And everyone accepted that. Imagine what your church would be like. It's not really your church, but the church you attend and are part of. If every member pressed on toward maturity and looked to God's Word as the final authority in resolving differing views and opinions. What would your city look like if each citizen, if each leader sought and pressed on towards this maturity that looked to God to resolve differing views? You see, this is incredibly powerful. And as much as I use social media to try to encourage and teach and share God's truth, I also recognize that it is used often to cut and divide, to widen the gap in between those of differing views. We read things and we see things and we allow our emotions to get stirred up, and we feel we have to respond, and news outlets particularly have used this to their advantage. They'll ask in these social media posts these provocative questions, knowing that their readership is divided, and knowing that they can count on hundreds, if not thousands, of responses as people engage in battle with one another. And frankly, that is just wrong. To use one another against each other so that they can gain viewers. But we buy into it because, well, our view's right, and we have to make sure they know that. And on it goes. And God says, wait, stop. How about we all press on towards maturity and turn to God? To take care of those differing views. You see, yelling at one another in the public square, whether it's out in physical public or whether it's on social media publicly, rarely does any good. In fact, it typically does great harm. Generally shows a lack of maturity. I worked for an organization once that in a staff meeting, a number of the staff were yelling at the organization's founder. They did not like the direction things were going. They wanted things done their way. It was the last all-staff meeting that I attended. Things changed drastically after that. Instead of pressing on toward maturity, the differing views were broken apart and separated. You see, divisions within the body of Christ have happened for generations. Sometimes over doctrinal issues that really have divided, but the vast majority of times that I'm aware of, it's because the people did not press on toward maturity and look to God to resolve and clarify those differing views. They dug in their heels, they put up walls, sometimes literally, and they fought to the death over whether to have air conditioning or not, whether the carpet should be blue or brown, whether the pews should be removed and chairs brought in. You name it. All things that, well, when you look at it from the outside, do not show much maturity. And the difficulty is some of those things that we fight about don't have a specific biblical answer. God's word never says churches should have green carpet. But it does say to consider one another better than yourself. It does talk about the way we treat one another in matters of opinion. And those who press on to maturity learn that God's way is the best way. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us has called us to yourself in such a way that you're in charge. But we know and experience your goodness. Father, I pray today that each one of us that call you our God would desire to press on toward maturity. And I pray, Father, that a sign of that pressing on, a sign of growing in maturity would be our turning to you when we encounter views that are different than ours. Father, that we would look to you for instruction, that first of all, we would look to see if these differing views align with your word. And that we would dismiss the view that doesn't. Father, in so many areas where the views are just different, neither are opposed to your word, they're just different preferences of us. I pray that this pressing on toward maturity would lead us to still turn to you, to see and know and practice the things that your word says about how we treat one another, about how we honor one another, about how we lift up one another and build them up according to their needs. Father, I pray for a great maturing within your body, within the gatherings of your children that meet here on earth. As we consider the opposition that the enemy continues to gather against us, Father, may we not fall into the traps of this world that seek to widen the division, that seek to keep us acting like immature children, fighting with one another and squabbling and yelling at each other. But Father, may we grow up and mature in Christ so that we can have those private one-on-one conversations that are meaningful and respectful rather than the loud public yelling that does more harm than good. Father, help us to learn to listen as your word teaches us. May the maturity that we press on towards be a maturity that hears people, that we can listen not just to their words, but to their heart, often to the hurt that they've experienced, to the things that have brought them to where they are. And God, may this mature life that you've called us to help people to see Jesus in us. May we turn to your word and our time in prayer to know how to resolve and clarify and discuss differences. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would value your word as in a way that is superior to all other instruction. Father, we live in a time where our children are often being taught that it's okay to do whatever you want. And sometimes in direct disregard to your word and the things that you've called sin. And Father, as we live in a time where tolerance is shouted is the one thing that we need to be, and yet when disagreement comes, that the ones calling for tolerance become very intolerant. May our children learn how to hold fast and how to mature in your word. May they see it in us. May they hear it from us. May they live it. May we continue to be kind and love one another, as your word would instruct us to do, even in the midst of differing views and opinions. But may your word always be the straight edge by which we align ourselves and our life. Father, today, as we live, as we experience the temptation to lash out at someone who's different, who thinks differently, who acts differently, may your Spirit remind us to press on towards maturity and to turn to you rather than turning against one another. Father, as we do so, may we use that opportunity to lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Thank you so much for joining me today, and have a great day.